Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 4.64, up 3 on the open. September, 4.73, up 3 and 3 quarters. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.61 and a half, up a quarter on the open. September, 3.79, up 1 and a quarter. December, 3.98, up 2. March, 4.13, up 2 on the open. July corn open at 236 and a half, down a half on the open. September, 249 unchanged. December, 262 down a quarter. March, 272 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. May, 281 up a half. July, 288 and a half, up 1 and a quarter on the open. July oats open at 192 and a half, down a half on the open. September, 191 up a half. July beans opened at 5.93, up 3.5 on the open. August, $6 even, up 3.5. September, 6.09, up 6. November, 6.22, up 4. March, 6.39, up 4.75 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 180.50, up 1.30 on the open. August, 1.81, up 90. July soybean oil opened at 24.89, up 12 on the open. August, 25.09, up 13. At the Merck, August feeders open at 109.42 and a half unchanged on the open. September, 108.65 down 17 and a half. October, 107.65 down 17 and a half. June live cattle open at 78.07 and a half down 15. August, 79.40 down 20. July lean hogs open at 74 even, up 75 on the open. August, 71.40, up 95. October, 60.50, up 35. December, 56.70, up 12.5. And July bellies open at 93.35, up 200 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
July corn now 237 unchanged. Been as high today as 238 and three quarters, as low as 236 and a quarter. How much damage did we see to the upturn technical line done yesterday, and will we stay above last week's low?
We're right at the point where the market needs to hold. We did penetrate some of the steeper uptrend lines. Now we're yesterday we sank down into the trend lines that kind of connected the December and January and March and May low points. So we kind of need to hold in here. I think the market is oversold enough. We've had a pretty good decline. We've had some fairly bearish news thrown at it with the lymphoma estimate. That's not really new news. They kind of indicated here 2-3 weeks ago that corn plantings were going to be up a couple of million. So I think the market has kind of been working some of that 2 million acre increase anyway, and some of the reasons why the market's been in decline basically since the first part of May. So we have been in a sideways, a lower decline. So some of that I think is kind of old news. Longer term, I don't think we're going to hold. I think we might be able to hold for a minute here, maybe try to get a dead cat bounce of some kind because of the oversold technical conditions. But I think if USDA goes ahead and confirms that we did plant another 2.5 million acres of corn, we're going to go on down, I think, into a July low.
Do we test the March low then at 227 and three quarters?
We'll penetrate that. And I'm not necessarily, you know, I think you'll have a pretty good low here in July if we larger acres are confirmed on the USDA report, given current crop conditions and current weather forecasts, if all those are kind of realized, we'll have a pretty good low here in July.
Let's turn our attention to the wheat market. July at 462.5 in Kansas City, up 1.5 in Chicago. July wheat at 364, up 2.75. July wheat has taken a pretty steep downturn in the short term from its May 23 high at 433. Is the April lows good support or not?
Longer term, I don't think so. I think as wheat is very similar to corn, I think we're oversold. We've had a pretty good decline. I think there's maybe room here for a short covering rally of some kind to maybe correct the oversold technical condition, but I think wheat is still vulnerable to lower lows as we go into July.
Soybeans seems to be going sideways to lower. Right now, the July contract at 594.5, and to make it 594.75, up 5.25. Take it out to the November contract at 622.5, up 4.5, now 4.25 to the upside. Dan, will these beans ever break?
Break where?
Break downward under, well, I don't know, under 575.
The beans are in a little better shape than everything. They have been for some time. Depending upon how you view the chart, draw trend lines, and the trend lines point sideways to higher end beans, where they've been sideways to lower in corn for the most part. So I think now if USDA goes ahead and confirms that we're planting 2.5 million acres or so less of soybeans for the coming year, I think the market has to adjust for that. The fund crowd is basically short soybeans, so if anything, you'll see some short covering activity come in here and provide some underlying strength to soybeans. And of course, we got a long time to go on summer weather. Beans is more of an August crop in here, but current prospects look good. But anytime you're in a mode of shrinking overall supplies, the market provides some underlying support, and I think that's kind of what you're seeing here today. I think the beans could come on strong enough between now and fall or late summer, early fall, that it could help the corn market out, believe it or not. I think the beans have to come to life to help out the corn. I don't think corn can kind of do it on its own in here.
Don't we see a dip in the more near term as farmers let go their significant holdings in soybeans?
That's pretty much old news. I think a lot of that has been moved into the marketplace. I still think farmers are holding on to a lot of inventory. There's no doubt about that. But the bean market is no different than corn. You have a large old crop inventory that's poised to move in here. But then when you look down the road, things begin to improve and tighten. I think, all of this talk about expanding demand for ethanol is going to increase a lot. I think corn acres are going to go through the roof next season at the expense of soybeans. So I think when you look down the road to the 2007 crop, soybean acres are going to shrink in. I think you've got an expanding the demand market with China with soybeans. You look down the road, maybe South American acreage is going to shrink again because of cost price squeezes in South America. So I think longer term, the soybean balance sheet probably looks pretty good.
Dan, thank you for joining us today.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Going ahead and taking a look at the current tick in Kansas City, December wheat at 480.5, up 1. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 365, up 3.75. September at 381.5, up 3.75. These 390.5, up 4.25. July corn 237 1/4, up 1/4. September 248 3/4, down 1/4. December 262 3/4, up 1/2. March 273, down 1/2. July beans 595, up 5 1/2. August 602, up 5 1/2. September 609, up 6. November 623, up 5. July soybean meal 179.70, up 50. July soybean oil 24.94, up 17. At the Merck August feeders 110.15, up 72 1/2. June live cattle 78.90, up 67 1/2. July lean hogs 75.40, up 2.15. Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, partly to mostly sunny, with a chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in far northern Illinois, highs from 78 to 90 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.